The working fluid in a refrigerator is called a refrigerant. That makes sense, right? Now, let's see what's going on with these four streams and four processes. Keep in mind that the process I describe is just one of the many processes that can accomplish a refrigeration cycle. We'll learn a lot more about different refrigeration cycles in later chapters, especially chapter 10. Now let's begin with stream number 1. Stream 1 is a low-quality, saturated mixture at low pressure. It enters the heat exchanger that we call an evaporator. The saturation temperature of the refrigerant at the low pressure must be less than the temperature of the cold reservoir, which is also known as the refrigerated space. In the heat exchanger that we call an evaporator, heat is transferred from the refrigerated space into the working fluid. The refrigerant vaporizes, and by the time it leaves the evaporator, it's all saturated vapor, X equals 1 at stream 2. The compressor increases the pressure in the working fluid as well as its temperature. The result is that stream 3 is a superheated vapor at high pressure. The key is that T3 must be greater than the temperature of the hot reservoir. Now in a household refrigerator, T3 must be greater than the temperature of the ambient air in your kitchen. In the heat exchanger that we call a condenser, the refrigerant rejects heat to the hot reservoir. The refrigerant cools down to the saturation temperature and condenses and finally cools down below the saturation temperature. The result is that stream 3 is a subcooled liquid at high pressure. The expansion valve is the cool part of the refrigeration cycle. Really. Recall from lesson 5C that expansion valves are approximately isenthalpic. So, when the pressure drop across the valve occurs, some of the subcooled liquid vaporizes. The heat of vaporization has to come from somewhere, right? The result is that the refrigerant gets very cold. If that isn't clear, go back and review lesson 5C, pages 11 and 12. Anyway, the result is that stream 1 is a cold, saturated mixture with low quality at low pressure, and the refrigerant is ready to begin the cycle again. Now this cycle is called a vapor compression refrigeration cycle, and this is more or less how your home refrigerator works. We'll learn a lot more about refrigeration cycles in the chapters ahead, especially chapter 10. Next, let's learn about how a heat pump works.